If I could save you $250,000 of unnecessary tax in the next 5 years, would it be worth 6 hours of your time? I'll explain next.
This is Three Dimensional Wealth Radio with New York Times bestselling author and your host, Doug Andrew.
This is Doug Andrew speaking to you, our incredible national audience, from our three-dimensional wealth studios nestled at the base of the majestic Rocky Mountains. This show is about empowering you, people and organizations that want to optimize their assets, minimize taxes, and empower their authentic wealth. Well, folks, you may remember during COVID-19 for a year and a half, we were not able to go out and teach live educational events. One of my favorite educational events that I love to teach personally, and I also bring my two sons, who are some of the top financial strategists in America, it's called a Retire by Design. It's a half-day event. And when people attend these events, even online during COVID-19, the normal tuition is $597, so $600. Well, after we were able to go out and begin to teach live events again, I was thrilled to be able to go out and meet people personally and help people like you understand how to retire by design by optimizing assets, minimizing taxes, and so forth. And people get blown away when they attend one of these half-day events. And many, many people, when they do, end up in the ensuing 5 years saving $250,000 of unnecessary tax, performing what we call a strategic rollout. That's getting money out of your IRAs or 401ks with the least tax impact, and sometimes employing strategies that offset some or all of the tax. But at the end of the day, we save many people $250,000, some people $500,000, many $750,000. One couple, we saved them $1.2 million of unnecessary tax. One couple in California, in the San Francisco Bay Area, we took them from the highest tax bracket in 5 years down to a 0% tax bracket. Normally, what I teach is that you ought to have 40 to 60% of your income during retirement be totally tax-free, not even show up on your 1040 tax return. And people think, is that legit? Yes. Well, what if the IRS finds out about this? Well, the IRS and the Internal Revenue Code dictates exactly what type of income during your working years and during your golden years when you retire, what kind of income is subject to income tax and what kind of income is not subject to income tax. Just like a Roth, okay? A Roth distribution is not taxable, and this has been grandfathered in the Internal Revenue Code much longer than Roths have been around. Roths came out in 1997. My favorite vehicle, which I call the laser fund, has been around now for 108 years in one form or another in the Internal Revenue Code. And so I usually recommend that 40 to 60% of your income during retirement should be tax-free. And we have taken many, many people who came to these six-hour events, Retire by Design, and they come in and they've done a pretty good job saving money. I remember one couple that were sort of proud, and they should have been. They accumulated $2.6 million in IRAs and 401ks and the like. It could be a 457 or a 403b if you're a school teacher. And they calculated that with $2.6 million, based upon a conservative rate of return in the 6 or 7% range, which they thought they could continue to realize, that they could generate about $160,000 a year of income out of that $2.6 million. And then on top of that, they had another $40,000 that they were planning on from, I think one of them had a pension as a school teacher. It doesn't matter if it's a pension or if it's Social Security or whatever. So they had $160,000 of income they thought they could get out of their IRAs or 401ks, another $40,000 from a school teacher pension or, let's say, Social Security. And so they had $200,000 of income, and they thought, we're set. And they wanted my opinion, and I said, well, congratulations, but I do see one big problem. I'm a tax strategist. And they said, well, what's the problem? And I said, well, 100% of that $200,000 every single year is showing up on the front page of your 1040 tax return. And you're going to pay taxes on that $200,000 the rest of your life. And I showed them how much that would add up to. And they were shocked. And they said, well, you know what? We're just trying to take the minimum we need, because our accountant says just take out the minimum or even required minimum distributions, RMDs, to save tax. And I said, you're not saving tax in the long run. You're actually compounding the tax. And I showed them how much they would pay in tax throughout their lifetimes to their life expectancies. And then if there's anything left over, what would be still taxable as it passes down to their children. And they were shocked. Okay. So I said, you know what? I would recommend that you get 40 to 60% of that money off of your 1040 tax return. So we taught them what a strategic rollout was in this six-hour event. That's one of the key strategies we teach. And they could see the wisdom. And so they performed a strategic rollout of those IRAs or 401ks. Not 100%. This is not a rollover. Rollovers, taking money in 401ks and rolling it over to IRAs and continuing to defer and procrastinate paying the tax. This is a rollout, getting the money out and the taxes over and done with, and reposition the money into something that's going to be tax-free from now on and immune from market volatility, which is a strategy called indexing, which is another key strategy we teach. They connected all the dots and they said, wow. So long story short, in 5 years, we got $120,000 of that $200,000 of annual income off of their 1040 tax return. They still get $200,000 of income, actually more than that, but $120,000 of the $200,000 is not subject to tax because it's not deemed earned passive or portfolio income. So we saved them over $30,000 in tax times their life expectancy. We save them about $1 million of unnecessary tax. We do this all the time. So I often ask these people, was that worth a half a day? Was that worth 6 hours of your time to save that much in tax, $1 million in tax the rest of your golden years so you don't outlive your money? And they went, duh, absolutely. So that's why I started out this segment by asking if I could save you just a quarter of $1 million of unnecessary tax in the next 5 years. Would it be worth 6 hours of your time? I've often said this on this show. I never cease to be amazed how many people spend more time planning their summer vacations than they do their entire future or their retirement. So that's why these Retire by Design classes are an absolute must attend. And I waive the $600 tuition. These are free. Not only that, but I gift the attendees over 500 pages of curriculum in the form of my two books, The Laser Fund, which is actually two books in one, How to Diversify and Create the Foundation for a Tax-Free Retirement. And also my book, Entitlement Abolition, How to Abolish Entitlement Mindset with Your Kids and Grandkids and Teach Them Responsibility and Accountability. And people just love those concepts. I come and I personally teach for the first third of that six-hour class. And then my son, Emron, takes over and he teaches another 2 hours about tax strategies and how to reduce or eliminate taxes. And then my other son teaches for the last third how to accumulate, access, and transfer your money totally tax-free. And one of his clients they weren't even satisfied in 40 to 60% of their income being tax-free. They bit the bullet, and they had $6 million in IRAs or 401ks, and in 5 years, they just paid $2 million in tax, and the remaining $4 million doubled in 7.5 years to $8 million, totally tax-free. Now they are in a 0% tax bracket.
This is Three Dimensional Wealth Radio. This is Three Dimensional Wealth Radio.
So what is taught at a 6-hour Retire by Design educational event? I'll explain that next on Three Dimensional Wealth Radio. Welcome back. This is Doug Andrew. And if you're just joining us in the previous segment, I was talking about would it be worth a half day of your time to save $250,000 of unnecessary tax in the next 5 years? Most people say absolutely. Well, we've saved many, many attendees at our 6-hour half day Retire by Design educational events, more than $250,000. Some people have saved three times that, $750,000. One couple, $1.2 million of unnecessary tax. And so what are these Retire by Design educational events? We only get to come to certain areas to teach these maybe 4 or 5 times a year. And thank goodness now that COVID-19 sort of now is behind us somewhat, we have been able to come and teach live events. And it's absolutely amazing to be able to meet people like you. I come and teach these. The first third is where I instruct. And then my two sons, who are tax strategists and retirement planning specialists, they teach you how to avoid unnecessary tax and redirect it to causes you support, and then be able to not outlive your money by accumulating, accessing, and transferring your money totally income tax free. And many times people are able to double, triple, even quadruple their net spendable income over the income that they were going to experience if they left their money in traditional IRAs or 401ks in the market. So sometimes people say, golly, Doug, can't you just cut to the chase? Why does it take 6 hours? And I often just snicker because, come on. Would you invest 6 hours? I mean, you plan a summer vacation and it takes you longer than 6 hours. We're talking about your whole future. So come on, you can handle 6 hours of instruction. And so let me dissect a little bit about what happens when I'm teaching. Okay, one of the things that I love to provide you with is sort of like a placemat. It's an 11 by 17 sheet of paper that you get to look at, and it has 10 key financial principles on it that, unfortunately, a lot of advisors do not understand, nor do they understand the priority of those financial principles. We talk about liquidity, the ability to access your money when you need it, maybe with an electronic funds transfer or phone call. We talk about safety, safety of your money, not just the safety of the institution, but safety of your principal, so that when you set aside money, you will not lose due to market volatility or market downturns or crashes, okay? And yet participate when the market does well and goes up, but not lose when it goes down. And people say, what? That sounds too good to be true. Well, if you follow the herd and put your money in traditional IRAs or 401ks and continue to defer to some future perceived unknown advantage to pay tax down the road, when I have discovered that most savers who accumulate any type of a respectable retirement nest egg do not find themselves in lower tax brackets when they retire. And so that was not the best advice. They find themselves in as higher tax bracket as ever. Why? Because they have been going down the highway, so to speak, with one foot on the gas pedal by putting money in traditional IRAs or 401ks, deferring taxes to the future. And the other foot is on the brake pedal, meaning they're getting rid of their tax deductions by paying off their house in retirement. Now you no longer contribute money to IRAs or 401ks, so you don't have those deductions. The kids are now gone, or if they move back in as adults, you can't deduct them anymore. If you're a business owner, you don't have those deductions anymore if you retired from your business. And guess what? Because of irresponsible spending and the printing of money by our government, we have taxes going up. When the government is short of money, when they're spending three times more than they bring in, they have a couple of choices, and they're using both right now. They're raising taxes in one form or another, and they're printing money faster than they've ever printed before, and that causes inflation. And it's so amazing how many politicians do not even understand economics 101. And so inflation is like a hidden tax. It hurts everybody, even the little guy, because it doesn't matter if you raise minimum wages to $15 or $20 or $25 an hour if that is all gobbled up at the gas pump and the hamburger stand, okay? And so when they don't understand the impact of some of this frivolous spending, where they're spending money they don't have, and so they print money and they raise taxes, this affects people who have fixed incomes, and that's usually retirees. And then on top of that, that causes market volatility, and that's why we're seeing that. So the three big dangers that cause most retirees to outlive their money are taxes, inflation, and market volatility. So in a six-hour Retire by Design educational event, we show you how to eliminate those dangers, okay? How to be immune from taxes going up. And people say, well, how do you do that? Well, you convert some or even all of your retirement income to tax-free vehicles. So that if you are experiencing tax-free income, it doesn't matter what taxes go to because your money's tax-free. And I'm not talking about Roths, but it's a good example. If you have $1 million in a Roth and you're earning, let's say 10% to be simple. Most people are not earning 10% in their Roths because they're making a mistake by having their money in the volatile market. I'll get to that. But let's say you could pull out $100,000 a year. It doesn't matter what taxes go to because that's tax-free. You paid tax on the front end in order to enjoy money on the back end. And those are the smarter people because 91% of Americans have been duped into putting money into tax-deferred IRAs and 401ks, being told, oh, you'll likely be in a lower tax bracket when you retire. And I mentioned, if you're a saver, most savers who have very much money are not in lower tax brackets. And government goes after people for tax revenue that have the money. And people who have saved their entire lifetimes are the ones who have the money. And so deferring tax is not good. You need to get the taxes over and done with sooner than later. And you then convert to tax-free vehicles so you'll be immune from taxes going up. The next big danger is inflation. And so we teach in these Retire by Design events how to have inflation work for you instead of against you. I don't like inflation any more than you do, but it doesn't hurt me. It actually helps me. Let's use last year as an example. Last year, the true rate of inflation, okay, the consumer price index, they said, oh, that was 5% and then 8%. And no, that is not the true rate of inflation. Do you know they take out the comparisons of things like energy and medicine and prescriptions? That's not even in the equation. And so they're comparing apples to oranges. The true rate of inflation has been over 15%. And people using my favorite vehicle called the Laser Fund last year, many of them locked in gains of 25%, even 61.33%, even 158% because of the opportunities to be able to participate. When inflation goes up, you can come along for the ride. Most advisors do not understand how to do this. And then we teach about indexing so that when the market goes up, you get to benefit. But when the market goes down, you don't lose because your money's not at risk in the market.
This is Three Dimensional Wealth Radio.